Art can bring out many truths, even by using lies. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Beauvais Lyons, chancellor's professor at the University of Tennessee, Knoxville, examines one such instance.
In the mid-1960s, Norman Daly, a professor of art at Cornell University, exhibited a tall, metal, sculptural work in a faculty dining room. He later learned that one of his colleagues had mistaken his sculpture for a hat rack. At first, Daly was deeply offended, but then realized that he needed to take more control over the context in which his art was presented. This insight led him to create a pioneering work of archaeological fiction titled The Civilization of Luros. First presented 50 years ago in 1972, the show resembled a real archaeological exhibit with more than 150 artifacts, many of which were fragmentary and appeared ancient. The exhibit used museum conventions such as maps, explanatory labels, soundtracks of their ceremonies, audio interviews with scholars, and a 56-page exhibition catalog, all designed to present Luros as real. Daly's project is what scholar Antoinette Lafarge calls fictive art, a genre that involves the fabrication and documentation of imaginary cultures, histories, disciplines, or people. Fictive art is designed to provoke two readings, one from an initial sense that the work presented is real, and a second, often prompted by various clues, that it's a playful invention. In the case of Luros, this might be the earthenware oil container that closely resembles the shape of an ivory soap detergent bottle. This self-outing is what distinguishes this art from the forger or con artist. Today, when millions of people are persuaded by alternate facts or conspiracy theories, we need art that helps them to spot misinformation. Exhibits such as this, which give viewers the opportunity to recognize the tools of deception, have particular relevance today.
That was Beauvais Lyons of the University of Tennessee, Knoxville. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.